You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Early Works Museums in Huntsville, Alabama, as I have my longtime friend Bart Williams with me to share about Early Works in the summer, how your family can come to Huntsville, Alabama and enjoy this experience. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Bart.
Hey, Mark. It's good to be here, man. It's been a while since we've been on the air with you, but we've got a lot going on here, so it's going to be fun to talk.
We had a period of time where Early Works had to close, and a lot of different facilities had to close during the COVID period, and now we're on the rebound, I feel like. I notice when I come in, all the people who are here, the kids are enjoying themselves. It's almost like back to normal.
Yeah, it's actually better than back to normal.
Great.
The so the Early Works, you know, we were shut down for several months, and during that time, we as a staff and a board took a really hard look internally and said, what do we need to do to be more relevant to the community? And we started on a whole strategic planning process. And so a lot of what's now here, we've got a new Tinker Lab, which is a science lab. We've added a lot of STEM activities to the history activities. So now we're really a museum of science and history. And so, you know, kids can come in now and play with engineering type toys and building toys, but also still do the old dress up as a pioneer and check out the log cabin. So we've added a bunch of this stuff, and it's really resonating with the North Alabama community.
Bart, what is it about this work that makes you stick with it? I know we met through tourism, through the Alabama Mountain yep. Lakes Tourist Association, but you've been here a while. And you love your work.
I'm going, this summer will be 25 years for me. And, you know, people ask that question in a roundabout ways all the time. And for me, it's the smiles on the kids' faces. And that there's never a day that's the same. You know, in my type of job as a nonprofit director, you know, we do everything. You know, it doesn't matter what you think your job description is. You know, you may be playing with a group of fourth graders one day out in the museum, and the next day you're meeting with the governor to go, you know, try to get an initiative funded, or leaders of the community, you know. And so it's just a fantastic opportunity for me, and it hasn't changed. So, and I think we were really, Early Works and Constitution Hall Park, these are things that are treasures of our community, but they're also now, they're needed by our community. They're needed for kids and families to be able to come out, get away from a computer screen, you know, get off the couch and come out and play together and learn together. And so giving that service to our community is something that's I'm extremely passionate about, and so is everyone here at Early Works.
What were you doing 25 years ago plus prior to coming here as the director?
You know, I was doing a little bit the same. So prior to being here, I was at the Space and Rocket Center. And I was helping design simulations then for the kids in Space Camp and Space Academy. And I was doing marketing for them as well, and traveling around and telling everyone all about hands-on STEM space education. And so you know, this whole, and prior to that, I was running summer camps for kids. So my career has really centered and surrounded education for youth and hands-on education, experiential learning. You know, I never was a big book learner myself, but I loved getting in and doing it and figuring out how to fix something or how something worked. And that's what we're doing here at Early Works.
So now we're in the summer. School has ended. We have a window of time now where parents and caretakers can bring young people to Early Works. They're not going to be in school. There's that free time to do that. What have you seen thus far since we're now, say, 3-4 weeks into the summer for kids?
You know, we're seeing a lot of parents and caregivers, you know, coming down here with their kids and spending a day or two. We've got all kinds of programs to allow you know, folks to come. There are programs with subsidized admission for folks who may not be able to afford it. They can come and check that out. You know, at earlyworks.com, our website, you know, we announce all of the things happening every day and every week. You know, we have story time. We have experiments in our Tinker Lab. And then crafts and then just playing in the museum. And so we've seen a lot of kids, families here doing that. And you know, it's a lot of locals, you know, meaning within 30, 40 miles of us here, you know, Athens, Decatur, you know, into Jackson County, Gurley and such, and of course Huntsville. But we also, through the summer, you know, get to meet a lot of new friends from outside the region, you know, that are driving down and maybe, you know, going to the beach or going to the Space Center, and they hop over here and spend a few hours with us in downtown Huntsville.
When it comes to the Constitution Village, Mm-hmm. Can I call it that?
Yeah.
I think I grew up calling it Constitution Village.
You did, and we call it Constitution Hall Park.
Okay,
now
I knew you said something different. Yeah. When it comes to that, how is it running right now through the summer?
You know, it's we just got it back up open after COVID. We started hiring over there and getting it cleaned up in March and April, and at the 1st of May, we were able to open it up for tours, and we had some field trips here at the end of the season, at the end of the school year. And, you know, it has bounced back quite a bit. And we are seeing tours. I was over there yesterday, and there was a group, I think they were from Maryland, and they were driving through, wanted to learn more about Alabama and early Huntsville history. And so they were taking a tour, and there are tours available over there Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. As well as school groups and preformed groups, you know, daycares or summer camps are coming in. And so it will be, while it's in its first summer back after COVID, we'll be increasing the operation over there as the months continue. You'll see we're going to do some special Halloween things over there and some special lantern tours, and as well as other community events in what is now the park area over there. So
people are dressing in period clothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you can't ever get away from that. Our staff loves the fact that they don't have to worry about what to wear to work. They just throw on the old smock dress and the bonnet or the gentleman with their trousers and, you know, breeches, I guess, and vests, and they come on over, and the blacksmith is over there just hammering away and creating, as well as our cabinet maker, and the print shop is active.
When I was about 6 years old, my grandparents took me to Canada to visit with my uncle and aunt, and part of our trip was going to Greenfield Village. And Greenfield Village had different areas of, say, Mr. Ford with Ford cars or Hunt's Ketchup, and they had these different houses set up, and people were in period clothing talking about the history. And it was just one community, but there would be somebody rolling down the street with a fruit barrel and selling fruit, but they'd be dressed like they were from the early 1900s, late 1800s. I was so impressed with that as a six-year-old, seeing that, because it did take me to a place that was different from what I normally saw. My imagination went to a different place, and I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and we try to do that as much as we can over at Constitution Hall Park. You know, the blacksmith or the cabinet maker, and most of our tour guide staff over there loves to dress up and show people around. So it is part of that experience where you sort of get immersed. And so as a child, that's something that's a strong thing that you remember. But it's because it was so different, and you were immersed in that history just for a few minutes, but it made a mark on you, and that's great.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we are talking to Bart Williams. He's the executive director of Early Works Museums in Huntsville, Alabama. We're talking about an experience that your family can have. As Bart mentioned, we have people traveling from Athens and Decatur and Huntsville 30, 40 minutes away. That was one of the questions I was going to ask, was kind of how far people are coming. But you also have people, and you may be listening from several hours away and coming through Huntsville, Alabama. This might be a place that you could come and have an experience with your family. You just have to go to earlyworks.org, I believe.
.com.
Earlyworks.com, and you can check it out. And we're going to continue this conversation with Bart on the other side, how you can connect, the more you can learn for your family, and maybe have this experience in Huntsville, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location at Early Works Museums in Huntsville, Alabama. I have with me my longtime friend, Bart Williams. We met way back when I had Tortillas Blanco in 2005. I became part of Alabama Mountain Lakes. They sent us off to marketing college in Dahlonega, Georgia. Me and Bart went there for 3 years, a week out of each year, and became travel marketing professionals. I'm proud of that. I enjoyed that experience, and it was great to get to know Bart. And it also connected me with people who are involved in tourism. I love to support tourism and want to bring people to Alabama, especially to our area, and see what we have to offer. Welcome back to the show, Bart.
You know, it's good to be with you. This is always fun to catch up.
As I mentioned, tourism is so important for our state, and that's something that I did learn through Alabama Mountain Lakes when we had our restaurant, and being a member and seeing the different people who are involved with tourism and how important it is for the economy. And we want to help support the economy by bringing people. I love being able to use my show as a vehicle to help places like Early Works Museums to let people know what's out there and to support our state.
You know, tourism's big for us. You know, we plan on getting a lot of folks locally to come here, and we want them to. And this is a resource for the North Alabama community. But, you know, when we can attract folks from out of state, and they can come spend the night here or eat in restaurants or buy gas even. You know, they are bringing money into our communities that is what I'll call clean money. It's something that, you know, that is it's new money. And so that tax base that is affected by tourism and tourists that come in is just great. And, you know, we have a lot of good people in our region that are working on. You mentioned Mountain Lakes and North Alabama Travel. Those folks over there, you know, Tammy and Angie and all, do such a fantastic job attracting folks. And as well as all the CVBs and the local tourism offices in the region. And so it's been a pleasure of mine, to meet folks like you through that process and many other, you know, lifelong friends that, you know, are there to support us and help us, and they'll bring a busload of tourists every so often, and they go travel around the world and tell our story, and then what happens? The result is here comes someone from Minnesota, and,
The networking is so important.
Oh, it is.
I can't emphasize that enough to listeners right now, to network with people and to connect with them, because that's exactly how this works. Early Works Museums networks with other organizations and other entities in Absolutely. This area to partner. You even mentioned it yourself with the Rocket Center. People are going to come to Huntsville because they want to see the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, but they can make it part of their plans, part of their trip, to come by Early Works Museum and pick out a restaurant to go eat at and make it a full experience of Huntsville, Alabama. But that really comes through your networking with these other outlets, these other places that people want to visit, to pull all of this together for one experience for someone who travels to Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, you know, it really does. And just keeping everyone up to date, you know, that's in that network, and looking at the opportunities, you know, it may be the Bird on the Mountain, and the Burt Museum might be having some sort of weekend festival at the same time. Like this weekend, we're doing Lego Festival here at Early Works. And so you could come spend the morning here, or and then go up to Bird on the Mountain and do something in the middle, go to a restaurant and have lunch, you know, around the square or downtown, or, you know, or somewhere else in town. And so if we didn't have the network and we didn't do a lot of that communication back and forth and sharing of ideas, that wouldn't work nearly as well as it does.
What are some features that you would like to point out to listeners today? Maybe some dates that are coming up. I know you mentioned Lego Weekend. There are some things to highlight.
Yeah, so what I really would like to do is let people know that they need to check out our website at earlyworks.com, because there is a complete calendar of events. We will have Legos this weekend, but then later in the summer, in July, we've got a Star Wars weekend, and so there'll be costume characters and everything. All the details are on the website. There's a Minecraft weekend that'll be here, and we'll Minecraft and Pokemon. We did Pokemon earlier, but they take over the museum, and so all of our programming gets changed, and there's different scavenger hunts, and the activities that we're doing in the science lab are related to those things, to whatever the theme is. Of course, as we move through the year, we also will have, you know, in the fall we'll have a big, we call it the Halloween bash here, and so kids from all over the area come dressed up, and it's a great way, a great safe and indoor way, in case it's rainy or something, to trick-or-treat and show off your costumes. And then we move right into Christmas, and there's all types of Christmas activities with our Knights of Santa program. So, you know, but if you haven't been to Early Works in a couple years or in a couple months, come back, because it has changed, and I think that folks, everyone who has come in has been just amazed and very pleased with the offerings that we have right now, and we're constantly adding things. So, you know, invite people to go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, and then they can get emails about everything that's happening.
You brought a smile to Cora's face, Bart. She's sitting right here beside me, and she started smiling when you mentioned Pokemon.
Oh,
she is
yeah.
a Pokemon card collector herself.
We had a Pokemon deal here about two months ago, and there were kids all over here, Cora, with their cards and their trading, and all types of fun surrounding Pokemon.
That's what we want to see, is those smiling faces, right, Bart?
That's right. That's what makes at the end of the day, if there's a bunch of kids smiling and maybe even some are crying because they don't want to leave, that means we've had a great day.
Bart Williams, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Early Works Museums. I hope we garner some more support for this effort. We love Huntsville, Alabama, and what you're doing here, Bart. You're a great friend, and love you, buddy.
And, you know, we love you too, and we're glad you always want to come and help tell our story, Mark, and the show's been great, and so we wish you the best too, and just invite everyone in North Alabama and anyone out there listening to this show, come on down to Early Works and spend a few hours with us.
Thank you, Bart Williams, Executive Director of Early Works Museums. We appreciate him joining us today here on the Mark White Show. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner, as Cora will be reading a new book. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A special kind of hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Sammy the Seal, Story and Pictures by Sid Hoff. And now, here's Cora White.
It was feeding time at the zoo. All the animals were getting their food. The lions ate their meat. The elephants ate their hay. The monkeys ate their bananas. The bears ate their honey. Then it was time for the seals to be fed. Mr. Johnson took them fish. "Hooray for fish," said the seals. They jumped in the water. Soon the basket was empty. "That is all there is," said Mr. Johnson. "There is no more." "Thank you for the fish," said the seals. They were good. The seals were happy. But one little seal was not happy. He sat by himself. He looked sad. "What's wrong, Sammy?" said Mr. Johnson. "I want to know what it is like outside of the zoo," said the little seal. "I want to go out and look around." "All right, Sammy," said Mr. Johnson. "You have been a good seal. You may go out and see.
Goodbye, Sammy, said the other seals. Have a good time. Goodbye, said Sammy. Where are you going, said the zebra. I'm going out, said Sammy. Have fun, said the hippo. Come back soon, said the giraffe. Sammy walked and walked and walked. He did not know what to look at first. That seal must be from out of town, said a man. Sammy looked at everything. What street is this? Said a man. I am a stranger here myself, said Sammy. I guess it is feeding time here too, said Sammy. That is a lovely fur coat, said a lady. Where did you get it from? I was born with it, said Sammy. I wish I could find some water. I am hot. I want to go swimming, said Sammy. We are sorry. There is no room for you in this puddle, said the birds. And there is no room for you here, said the goldfish. Keep out, said the policeman. You cannot swim in there. Ah, here is a place, said Sammy. Who is in my bathtub, said someone. I am sorry, said Sammy. He left at once. Some children were standing in line. Sammy got in line, too. What are we waiting for? Asked Sammy. School, what do you think? Said a boy. That will be fun. I will come too, Sammy said. The teacher was not looking. Sammy sat down. The children made words with blocks. Sammy wished he could spell. All right, children, now we will all sing a song, said the teacher. The children had good voices. That sounds fine, said the teacher, but one of you is barking just like a seal. Is it you, Joey? Said the teacher. No, said Joey. Is it you, Helen? Said the teacher. No, said Helen. Is it you, Dorothy, Robert, Fred, Joan, Agnes? No, said the children. Then it must be you, said the teacher. I am sorry, this school is just for boys and girls. Please let me stay, said Sammy. I will be good. All right, you may stay, said the teacher. Sammy was happy. He sat at his desk and looked at the teacher. He learned how to read. He learned how to write. And now it is time to play, said the teacher. Who wants to play a game? We do, said the children. They threw the ball over the net. The ball must not hit the ground, cried Sammy's team. Somebody catch the ball. Sammy caught the ball on his nose. Another boy on the other team tried to catch the ball on his nose, too. Boys must catch with their hands, said the teacher. Sammy tried to catch the ball with his flippers. Seals must catch with their noses, said the teacher. Up and down went the ball, from one side to the other. At last, the teacher blew her whistle. Who wins? Said the children. It is even, said the teacher. Everybody was happy. A bell rang. School was over. Will you be here tomorrow? Said the children. No, said Sammy. School is fun, but I belong in the zoo. I just wanted to know what it was like outside. Now I have to go back. Goodbye, Sammy, said the children. We will come to see you. Good, said Sammy. Sammy was in a hurry to get back to the zoo. He had so much to tell the other seals. May I welcome you home, Sammy? Said Mr. Johnson. I am glad you are back. You are just in time for dinner. There is no place like home, said Sammy. The end.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you by making a difference today.
These are my kind of people.